Hey, are you there? You haven't been answering my messages. Where the hell are you, dude? About time. I've been messaging you, like, all morning. Unless your phone is dead or something, at least answer. Come on. Let me sit down. I'd like to not stand at your door all day. So you gonna answer me now? I sent you a billion messages, but you never responded. Well, not a billion, but you know what I mean. What? Did I say something wrong? You're staring at me like a deer in headlights. Get over here and sit down, dork. That's better. What's gotten into you? It's been harder and harder to get in contact with you lately. You're not ignoring me, are you? I haven't done anything wrong that I know of, or is it something else? Is someone bothering you? Because I'll smack some sense into them if they are. Just give me a name and where to find them. That's not it, huh? Is it really so hard to tell me? If it's some sort of secret, I won't tell a soul. We've been friends for how many years now? You know I won't say a word to anyone. Oh, so it is a secret. I could kind of tell by the vibe you're giving off. But what exactly is the secret in question? Come on, at least say something. I'm curious about what's going on with you, and I miss my gaming buddy. It's been weeks since we last hung out and did something. So, why not just spill the beans and get this over with. If it's some kind of gaming secret, it's kind of ridiculous to keep it for this long. That look says it's not. Is it something worse? Did you commit a crime? Is that why you're not answering? I know you're my friend, but don't think I'm taking the fall for you. Copying homework back in school is one thing, but something like this is far worse. Settle down. I'm just fucking around, dude. I know you wouldn't do something that bad. But seriously, what's going on? You don't seem like yourself. It's like you're off in dreamland, or I think I know now. You have a crush on someone, don't you? Haha. I knew it. You're crushing on someone. That look in your eyes speaks volumes. So who is it, huh? Someone at work? Wouldn't surprise me if it is. Or is it someone we used to go to school with? That'd be a throwback, huh? Or maybe, is it a relative? That's kind of interesting, but hey, you do you. Again, I'm just fucking with you, jeez. You're so easy to fluster. Really, though, who is it? Is it so hard to tell me? It is, isn't it? Well, the only thing I can say is take your time. The worst that she or he could say is no. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. I guess ooh would be worse than no. Point is, though, no need to really say names. Could you at least tell me what they're like? Wow. She really sounds wonderful. Like, the perfect woman. A lot better than me. Why haven't you asked her out yet? Oh, I get it. Yeah, it can be kind of tough to do that sort of thing. It's a difficult choice to make. But as your friend, I say just go for it. I'll be here to support you in any way I can. Why'd I hesitate? What? I didn't hesitate at all. Look, just don't worry about that. Just go ask that woman out or whatever. No, I'm not jealous. Why would I be when... Okay, fine. Maybe I am jealous. But there's a reason. I mean, hearing the way you described her, it just makes me wish someone would describe me like that. But I'm not sure anyone is really interested in a boyish girl like me. I mean, the least I can do is cheer you on. You're my best friend, after all. I'll be there for you whenever you need me to be. I just want to see you happy. It should be obvious why I'm telling you this. See, I like you. A lot. I mean, in a more than friends kind of way. I have for quite a while, actually. Pretty much since halfway through elementary school. Well, everyone always treated me like one of the guys. You were the only one that treated me like me. And over time, I fell for you. To you, I was a girl. A woman. Honestly, how could I not like that? From all people, too, it was my best friend. I mean, I've held off on telling you because I didn't want to ruin our friendship. But hearing that you're interested in someone else, it hurts. Yeah, I know it sounds cheesy, but I seriously do like you. At the same time, though, I understand that I'm not who you want. Sorry, I made this all about me. I know I should be happy and supportive of you instead of feeling sorry for myself. Huh? What do you mean I have it wrong? What are you on about? About the person you like? I don't get what you mean. Wait. Are you saying the person you're describing is me? But how? The way you describe me, that's not me. No way, it's me. No, you're lying. There's no way you actually like me that much. You're bullshitting me, aren't you? Hey. Really? Me? You're actually serious? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I thought you were interested in someone else. Someone that sounded so perfect. But it was me all along. You little prick. And for how long, And to think for years I had this, like, one-sided crush on you. And I thought you would never see me as more than a friend. I can't believe this. Oh, no, no. You're not squirming out of this. You have nowhere to be.
I'll pin you down if I need to.
Well, for one, we have weeks of hanging out to make up for. For two, there's someone who wants to give you what you deserve. Well, I discovered something fairly recently about you. Whenever we'd game together, I noticed something grow between your legs. At first I thought it was nerves or something, but I noticed it was happening more and more, and you've been getting hard because of me, haven't you? You're lucky we're good friends. I might have kicked your fucking ass otherwise. I mean, in Mario Kart, obviously. No. What are we working with here? Fuck. Look at this cock. I gotta say, I'm impressed. It's everything I imagined it would be. Yes, I've had fantasies about your cock. And seeing it, and tasting it, and riding it. Just shut up. I mean, considering how hard you are, I bet you are also imagining the same thing. My hand wrapped around your throbbing cock. Well, it won't be the only thing wrapped around it. Now, be a good boy and relax. I want to get a really good taste of it. Fuck, you taste so good. And the shape of it, it fits my mouth perfectly. I shouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, we've been around each other so often that we've molded to each other. Now, I want you to listen to me. When you come, I want it down my throat. All the way, got it? Oh.
Holy shit. That was a lot of cum. I want more of it. I'll ride it out of you to get it. I just wish you could come inside me, but I didn't plan that far ahead. But I can still make you come for me. No. Just let me get on top of you. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. Oh. Oh, your cock is absolutely perfect, dude. Oh, damn. Oh, I wish we'd done this sooner. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's hitting all the right spots. I told you we molded to each other. Oh, I've honestly fantasized about this moment so many times. Oh. Oh, my best friend's cock so deep inside me. Obviously, I never thought it would actually happen. Here you are. Oh, deep inside me. Oh, I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel fucking good. Oh, I just want to ride this shit out of you all night. Oh, coming all over your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, you feel too fucking good. Oh, I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was too good, but... Oh, please don't stop. Here. Let me lay down and you can keep going. I know you're not done yet. I want more. Oh, God. Oh, I needed this so bad. Oh, I needed you so badly. Oh, the amount of time wasted between us. The amount of time when we could have been doing this instead. Oh, we could have had a lot more fun than me kicking your ass at Smash Bros. Just don't come inside me, please. As much as we'd both like that, I just don't. I mean, you can come on my stomach if that's okay. But don't stop fucking me. Please, baby. Please come for me. Please, baby. Please. Please come for me. Please. Please come for me. gonna make me come again. Oh, fuck. Oh. Keep going, please. Oh, make me come again for you. Come all over my stomach. Make a big fucking mess. Fucking paint me. Oh my god. Oh, that feels so weird. But it's so good. And oh fuck, it's everywhere. God, that's hot. Oh god, that's hot. Well, this will take a bit to clean up. But it's worth it. Oh, fuck. I just can't believe you never told me that you liked me. I mean, I didn't say shit either, but... yeah. Better late than never, I guess. Yeah, you felt really fucking good. You know you made me come twice, right? So be proud, you goof. I mean, in all honesty, though, sorry for kind of just throwing myself at you. I was genuinely sad at the thought of you being with someone else. Especially considering all the years we've known each other. I just acted on instinct, I guess. Maybe I was scared that you wouldn't have time for me. And knowing me, I'd really miss hanging out. And miss you a lot. But I guess I was worried for nothing. My stupid ass ended up being the one you wanted. And we just fucked up your couch. Only a small price to pay, I guess. I think I'll go clean myself up if that's okay. I kind of want to get some food now and... unless you want to order it. Maybe afterwards we can game or something. Hell no, you're not coming in the shower with me. Pfft. For one, we'd probably get more messy than clean. And second, you haven't asked me a specific question yet. Yeah, I'm gonna make you say it. Even though we just had sex. Come on then, dude. Go ahead and ask out your crush. I'll make it really easy for you and say yes.